This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Countdown Show, featuring Talkers Magazine's top 10 topics of the week, stories, and people. We'll get to all of that. I am Victoria Keel, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and our friend of the show, Joe Crummy, the host and mastermind behind Evil Thoughts, his podcast that you can download wherever you listen to podcasts. So welcome, gentlemen. How are we today?
It's great to be here. Thank you. And, Joe, it's always good to work with you and Victoria. I believe this is the second time we've worked together, so
yes.
I look
this
forward to
it. This might become a thing, Michael.
My goodness, they're talking already. The people are talking. And what I find fascinating, and I think it's worth disclosing it because it's a fascinating aspect of modern media. All three of us are in different parts of the country, and it's being controlled by another person who is in a fourth part of the country. And,
that is correct. Where are you, Michael?
I'm in Massachusetts.
You're in Massachusetts.
Okay. Yes. That's where I spend about three quarters of the year, and I spend the other quarter of the year down in Florida. So I'm still in the northeast part of it, and it's starting to get brisk and cold, and the leaves are blowing around. It's a beautiful time of year. I don't know if I know Joe is out in L.A., and Joe, you're a guy who's been on great radio stations all around the country. Do you remember what the fall in the northeast is like?
Do you remember those days, Joe?
How does one forget?
Yes. No, fall is beautiful. Fall is beautiful. Most recently, I was in New York, and it was beautiful right up until like December 1st. It's gorgeous, and that's when you get your ticket to Florida. Is that right, Michael?
It's hard to get away. You know, there's inertia. When you're in a place, it's hard to move from it, and then when you start moving, it's hard to stop. And I've always found it very difficult at this time of year, whether we go before the holidays, after the holidays. And I have a whole, you know, one of our headquarters is down there, so I have a whole business headquarter down there, and I have to get into that. And I don't know. I'm as I get older, I find myself just liking to stay put. Travel is no longer as much fun as it was. Remember when travel was exciting? You got dressed up to go on an airplane.
Yeah, right? Those were the days. Well, because we are all spread around the country, like Michael said, Michael's in Massachusetts, I'm in New York City, our studio is in Washington, D.C., and Joe Crummy is out in L.A., we have kind of a unique perspective because all of us are in different states. We are following the news all week long. This was a big, big week for news all across the board, whether you've got L.A. stuff going on with the Hollywood scandals where Joe is, lots of tax reform talk, Russia investigations. I mean, the list really could have gone on and on, but thanks to Talkers Magazine, you guys have narrowed it down to the top 10. Michael, why don't you take us through some of the high points if you want to start us out.
All right. And as Victoria just said, I mean, there are many topics on this survey that during normal times, whatever that is or was, would have, you know, been enough to dominate conversation. At number 10, we have the World Series that just concluded. And Joe, to your friends in L.A., my apologies.
Condolences. Yeah.
Right, really.
A lot of heartbreak in L.A.
They're probably depressed there, I would imagine.
Oh, very depressed, you know, my friends.
I was talking to my kid yesterday who came back from school. I said, how is it? He goes, oh, it was awful. You know, I'll tell you this. I was thrilled because I was not emotionally involved, and I thought it was because I'm a Yankee fan. I got to tell you, that was a great series. Everybody knows that.
But it was great not
to be emotionally involved. I don't know how you could take it if you were a Houston fan or you were a Dodger fan. Some of those games were like two heavyweight fighters just like trading punches. I couldn't have dealt with it, so I was happy that I just watched the games, and I thought I was entertained, and I wasn't even a fan. I just loved it, though.
Well, people who didn't have a horse in the race, I mean, it was great for ratings, and it was great to just see a series that wasn't a wash. You know, it was so fun to see a real competition.
Yeah, baseball came out okay in this, and NFL ratings are probably number 10. There's a lot of talk about the NFL having some problems and the deadline trade. So a lot of sports stuff at number 10. At number 9, the Iran missile threats. At number 8, economic news, most of which is positive, which is amazing, isn't it? At number 7, the North Korea nuke program. It's not a show on the radio, it's a program. And the the North Korea's nuke program. Who's hosting that? At number 6, the sexual assault cases. It's called the Weinstein effect. It could be higher on the list. Breaking this down is tricky. This
keeps building, too.
And you had mentioned gossip Hollywood. This is now all over the world, Victoria, yep. as you realize. And it is building, and it's probably the most interesting from a standpoint of conversation topic on our survey. At number 5, the GOP tax reform bill, which is probably the most important discussion. Clinton's DNC takeover at number 4, that brewing brouhaha. The Uranium One deal at number 3. The New York City terror attack. On top of everything, we had another terror attack in New York. It'll be interesting to get your take on that, Victoria. And Trump's response. And number 1, will news ever stop? The Mueller investigation and indictments. People on the survey, real quick. Kim Jong-un at number 10. The now infamous Kevin Spacey at number 9. What's happening to him? At number 8, Paul Ryan. 7, Jeff Sessions. Donna Brazile and Bernie Sanders at 6. Hillary and Barack at 5. John Kelly at 4. Number 3, Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos. And Robert Mueller at 2. Donald Trump at 1. Oh my gosh, what a parade.
What a week. What a week for the American people, right? I mean, we've got something for everybody on this list. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will dive into these topics and the people of interest in the news. It is 13 past the hour. It's the Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy this Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off are valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
It's the Countdown Show. It's almost 15 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keelan. We have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joining us today. And we also have Joe Crummy, the mastermind and host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And so we are going through the top 10 stories of the week as per Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers. And so you guys do lots of research to figure out what the major stories were this week. This week had lots of variety. Lots of intrigue, lots of controversy. This was a good news week. At number 10 was the World Series, of course, devastating to LA Dodger fans, but a total triumph for the city of Houston and the Houston Astros. Congratulations to them. The NFL ratings continues to be in the headlines as well. The interesting thing, one of the funny things I thought about this story this week was, did you guys hear about Papa John's and their connection to the NFL ratings?
All I've heard was, and I may be off base on this, was that Papa John says that their sales are down as well. Is that what you're referring to?
It is, and Papa John's had their quarterly investor call. It did not go well. Their stock dropped by 11%, and the CEO, I believe his name's John Schnatter, he full-on blames Roger Goodell for the decline in Papa John's pizza sales. Papa John's is the number one brand associated with the NFL besides Pepsi, and so he took a shot right at Roger Goodell. The funny thing, though, was that he says, this is one CEO criticizing another CEO, that leadership starts from the top. And so he's blaming, a CEO is blaming another CEO for lack of leadership, and yet he's not taking any responsibility for his own decline in sales. So I thought, that was kind of interesting.
What's changed in the world of pizza? I mean, does he make them differently than they did last year? I'm just saying that the ratings I read this morning, they're down 7% on the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at, I think they do about $3.5 billion in ad revenue every single year. Mm-hmm. And so they're down. And with the article I was reading this morning, I think it was in Bloomberg, was that they're out of excuses. That was the angle. It used to be, it was the hurricane. Oh, it was evil Trump last year in the election. It was this. It was the kneeling controversy. And now they're saying, now you're out of excuses. You're down 7%. You got no reason besides people just aren't tuning in.
People aren't tuning in, and people have cut the cord with cable, and that's another thing that they haven't really, that's a big decline in the ratings as well, and now a lot of people watch Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime. You can also see it on Twitter. We cut the cord in our house, so we have PlayStation View, and so we have the NFL Network on PlayStation, so it's not being counted in the traditional ratings, and the NFL has not kept up with that technology, I don't think.
Good point, Victoria.
I saw you guys on the World Series, and I don't know anything about this yet, but didn't you see the ads of the World Series for it was YouTube TV, which mm-hmm. I understand YouTube is TV. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're somehow partnering with MLB at the same time. And the ads were you can watch anything you want whenever, and I thought this is going to be interesting. I haven't researched it, but it was all over the World Series that somehow YouTube is now going to be providing some kind of programming from TV, and I don't know what it is yet, but it was interesting to me to see it.
One of the things that YouTube does during major events now is if you go to YouTube and you write in the name of the event, you'll find that there's a YouTube click that will either be covering a convention or covering a debate or covering a major sports event. What the legal connections of all that are, I'm not sure, you know, but I do know that TV is bleeding all over the place into one platform into another, and the entire paradigm of television is indeed changing, and we're in the middle of that evolution. It's happening quickly. I'd say within 2 or 3 years, it'll be a whole different thing. And the day of the local television station and the local cable company and bundling and all of that stuff will be over. Right now, it's just a crazy evolution. It's the Wild West of television.
That's a great way to put it. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want. When I do the podcast every day, I'm looking for live stuff, and I go to YouTube, and they're streaming a lot of stuff live these days. The only thing I would say is I wouldn't worry too much about revenue, because more and more, as I use the web, I hang out on the web every single day, all day long, and there's more ads on than ever before. So people are going to make money. It's just that it's going to change.
Yeah, there's no question. As a matter of fact, one of the problems with the internet is that you have more advertising there than you used to have on regular television. Every time, isn't it frustrating when you want to watch a news story? You have to see the same advertisement over and over for every angle of it. I do want to mention one thing in favor of the NFL. Their ratings have not gone down as much as most of the television around them. So there's a lot more to this story.
That is true.
But I think we're coming up on a break.
Yes, we are. It's the Countdown Show, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. We will be taking you through the top 10 stories of the week as researched by Talkers. And we will be right back with more.
Get joy at Kohl's. Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy. This Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, who supplies us with the top 10 list of the most talked about stories, according to Talkers this week. Also joining us is Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And I'm sure Joe's Evil Thoughts will be quickly become one of your new favorites as well. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So we're making our way through the list. At number 9 on the list, Iran missile threats. Probably not a whole lot we can add to that. Number 8 is positive economic news. Seems to be good news all around. No complaints there. Number 7 is the North Korea nuke program. This is kind of interest because of two things happening. President Trump will be in South Korea on Tuesday, and also I believe they lit the Olympic torch for the Seoul Games, the Winter Olympics, and a lot of people on Twitter have been wondering, with all this nuclear threats, will the Olympics actually stay in Seoul, or will they move them sort of at the last minute? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll jump in. The Seoul is in a very bad strategic spot when it comes to this whole North and South Korea problem.
Right.
Seoul is one of the most vulnerable places in the world, nuclear or not. There are many, many, many missiles aimed at Seoul. And there's no question, based on at least what he's saying, that Kim Jong-un would immediately go after them. And Joe, you certainly know, being on talk radio all these years, that any Olympics is a target for problems.
And they have been. And they have been over the years. I think, though, I was listening to you guys talk about this. I did not even know this, but I'm thinking if he were to do something stupid in terms of an all-out attack, I can't believe he would be that stupid. You know, this gets down to the whole thing. Is he a madman or not? I don't think he's a madman. And I don't think that he would do anything. And to your question, Victoria, would they change the venue? Logistically, I don't know how you would do that.
It would be very difficult.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Michael. What do you think he'd be stupid enough to pull anything like that? I don't. Even though he did accuse us of trying to start another nuclear war, I believe it was yesterday. I think I saw that this morning. Kim Jong-un had said that yesterday. But that I would say to you, what's new with that? We get that every day.
Yeah. What I find fascinating about this is how the story goes from being a crisis to being back page news, you know, as the pendulum swings from Monday to Monday to Friday.
Right. It's either going to be Armageddon today, tomorrow, not so much.
Right. And that makes me question the reality of reality. I sometimes get the feeling, and I think that the North Korea story is a great indicator of it, that there's a big disconnect between the headlines that the American public is fed and talks about and what's really happening behind the scenes in terms of importance. And
I think that's a great point.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and as somebody involved in the making of charts, charting the what we're talking about, I often have to think about that. You know, well,
are we being played? Right? Is this a bunch of PR? How excited should we get?
And I do think we are being played. I think that we live in an incredibly disingenuous era where the institutions that we count on as being the framework and the, you know, the bulwark of reality.
You haven't even gotten to the Clintons yet. Listen to you now.
Well, do we think, really quick, before we go to a break, do we think that President Trump visiting Seoul is a good thing, or do we think that that's antagonistic? What are our quick thoughts on that with 30 seconds?
I unfortunately lost part of your question, and we only have 30 seconds.
I think it is good, and I do think it's antagonistic. How about that?
All right. Well, and Joe Crummy, big fan of the president, so there you go. I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out, but it's 28 past the hour on the Countdown Show. We'll be back with more.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Audi introduced a new A7. This is the second generation of A7 after a massive success of the first generation. And this new version of the car has a progressive design language of the full-size segment. Audi says the four-door coupe sets standards in the luxury class when it comes to progressiveness. It embodies a new style of the Gran Turismo with dynamic lines. Some of the figures are initially impressive with a 34.6 miles per gallon fuel economy. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair?
bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and my guests today are Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we get all of our information, our top 10 stories of the week and top 10 people of the week come from Talkers, courtesy of Michael. We also have Joe Crummy, who is the host of the podcast Evil Thoughts. That is a daily podcast that you, yes. I know, he wants me to say it in a more evil way. Evil Thoughts. You can find his podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and that is a daily show. So We are working our way through the top 10. We'll do a quick recap. Number 10 was the World Series / NFL ratings. Number 9, the Iran missile threats. Number 8, positive economic news. Who doesn't love that? Number 7, North Korea's nuke program and the potential ramifications it will have on the Seoul Winter Games. President Trump will also be there as part of his Asia tour starting on Tuesday. And number 6 is probably, could be, as Michael Harrison said earlier in the show, could be higher up on the list. It is certainly the most buzzed about topic. Number 6 is sexual assault cases. I feel like we can just say go. There's so much to say with this one.
Yeah, it's growing. It's no longer just show business. It's no longer just one side of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even men versus women. This whole Kevin Spacey thing is fascinating. And I think that it. I'm very hesitant to say that anything marks a watershed, a milestone, because news changes so fast. You know, it's possible with the way things go that next week no one will be talking about it anymore because there'll be something else. But I have the feeling that this is the culmination of many, many decades of, this earthquake building, and now boom, in terms of relationships between men and women, between employers and employees, between the powerful and the powerless, in terms of using sex, money, and power for just that power. It's a revelation, and it's not surprising on one hand, but it is on another. I mean, Victoria, do you find it surprising?
Not really. No, I think any woman in a lot of different fields, we've all experienced some form of sexual harassment. I was surprised at how big the Harvey Weinstein story got. I mean, it's, what are we at, 200 women or something now? I mean, I was surprised at the scope of that story. That did create this avalanche, though, of all these other, Brett Ratner, the director, he's now severed tie, or Warner Brothers has severed ties with him. It just, the stories keep coming out. There's more and more. Danny Masterson, who was an actor on That 70s Show, he has 4 different rape allegations against him that have actually been sitting with the LAPD for several years. And the fact that he's a Scientologist is now coming to the forefront. Scientology may be helping him get away with these crimes. It's just, it's on every level. Then you hear all these employees who at NPR who are so upset with the way that the CEO of NPR handled a lot of sexual harassment claims. It's like you said, Michael, it's not just Hollywood. This is every industry has these stories, and I think it's a great thing that this is coming to the forefront. This is on everyone's mind. It's certainly been in every conversation this week that I've had. This, you can't get away from it.
Joe, what do you think?
I wonder whether there's ultimately going to be a downside to this, too. I first of all, agree with everything Victoria just said, but I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside. If you're a powerful man, you know, they say that you'd never get in an elevator alone with anybody, any woman. And I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside to this for women in the workplace, as good as it's going to be, or even young men. I mean, the whole Spacey thing, I haven't even heard a woman come forward yet and accuse him of anything. It's all actors, men. You wonder what it's going to do in the workplace with men and women occupying the same space at the same time. And there's always going to be an imbalance in power because that's just the way it's set up. There's people at the top and people not so at the top, and there's going to be attractive people every step along the way. And you wonder where that's going to go for women, and whether men are going to want, if they're the ones running the show, you know, want women around, because it's going to be a liability. And they're going to be saying, you know what, I can't go have drinks with you because it's just, it's too much of a risk for me. I can't do that. So we're going to go socialize and we'll see you guys later. I'm wondering where this is going to go in the future.
I think that's a valid concern. However, I do think that that there is a great boundary between men that do this and men that do not. And I don't see women all running around suddenly going, ha-ha, as a chance to make some money. Because I think the ones that are the opportunists will be quite evident. I find that most men and most powerful men are not that way, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And that most women realize that. So
that's true. I think most women do realize that. Yep.
Yeah, and in fact, you could answer that because you're a woman and you work in the media. You could tell the good guys from the bad guys, can't you?
It's not always easy to tell, but yes, I mean, there are certainly men that I've worked with and for who acted honorably towards me, and then you hear stories later on where, you know, a different girl had a different story. So you don't always know. It's not always easy to spot the bad actors. But, you know, it's the other part of this is the men who knew about this, and this is part of the most disappointing aspect of these stories for me. There were a lot of men who weren't doing anything wrong, but they knew who was, and they didn't say anything. And they stayed in their own lane, and they ignored the situation. They looked the other way. Olivia Munn, who accused Brett Ratner of some pretty hard things, she was friends with a man who worked on the set. That's why she was there that day when this incident happened. And she ran to him right away and told him what happened, and he said, "Oh, sorry about that." He knew. I mean, he knew what was going on.
Didn't everybody know? You know, I was thinking about the case of Seth MacFarlane, who's made jokes about Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey over the last decade or so. So, I mean, here's the thing. In a way, everybody knew, and even we knew. I mean, if you're watching the Academy Awards, he comes out and he says, "Oh, wow, you won an Academy Award. I guess you don't have to sleep with Harvey Weinstein anymore." We all knew it, and nobody said anything.
That's a good point. And one of the things is, and you have to look at it in cultural context, how many things are going on right now in each and every one of our lives that we know are injustices, that we know are wrong, that we know are unfair, that in a different time, a different place, everybody could say, "Well, why didn't you say something, Joe? Victoria, why didn't you say something?" And you because it's not of the times. It's there. This goes on all the time. I mean, they used to make a joke about the casting couch in different cultures. What I find interesting is Donald Trump's role in all of this, because, boy, it just seems that he's ripe for this. He's already been accused by many women. His base doesn't seem to care. But how will that play out should the winds of politics change and suddenly Trump no longer be impervious to this type of criticism?
I'm waiting. Well, I'm a Trump guy, and I'm waiting for there was talk about this before the election. I haven't heard anything since then. Now, so he's either tamped it down with tons of dollars, or else there was really nothing there. I mean, I'm waiting.
Well, there have
been
a lot of settlements, though. I mean, there probably have been. Yeah. So, and I think he made a rush to tie up those loose ends before he was inaugurated. So, I mean, I'm in New York City, and there were several women here who had actual legal cases against him. He was supposed to testify in court. That seemed to have gone away. So there's some smoke there, too. But I don't know. Like Michael said, his base doesn't seem to care that he's had at least seven or eight women make the same claims against him that have been claimed against Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, all these bad actors. So I don't know. I guess to me as a woman, that's very disappointing that we will allow that in the highest office in the land. But, you know.
Well, we have so far. The question, you know, the book of Trump has yet to be written. We are still in the first year of his presidency, and with so many things swirling around. I mean, for example, let's go down the chart to number 8, positive economic news. What the heck does that mean?
Unemployment's down.
World? Yeah, but we all know that the statistics are distorted. We know that the employment and unemployment statistics are distorted. We know that some people give up looking for jobs. We know that pay scales are lower. We know that the middle class is getting poorer. We know that the wealth gap is getting greater. And a lot of people ask me, and this is just in regular conversation, how come that if the stock market is doing so well, it doesn't seem to be affecting me? I say, well, do you own stocks? And most people don't.
They don't play the stock market.
We're basically talking about the Dow industrial averages. We're talking about a very, very small slice that is of the economic world that's thrown out there through distorted government and private statistics, and we suddenly think the economy is okay, when in fact it isn't.
It's true. It is true. It's all a facade. We have to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to address the NYC terror attack, which, of course, is number 2 on the list this week. It's also probably number 1 for New Yorkers. But as soon as we get back, we will talk about that. It's 44 past the hour.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
46 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast. We are making our way through the top 10 stories of the week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, and we're jumping up to number 2, which is the New York City terror attack. Michael, you strike me as a New Yorker, even though you're in Massachusetts. I am in New York City. What's the outside of New York City take on this whole terrorist situation?
Well, first of all, I am indeed a New Yorker, and
I can smell another New Yorker.
Isn't that amazing? And the outside New York take from what I see is that it's an American attack. Mm-hmm. I don't see the New York aspect of it playing a major role in terms of, well, that's happening in New York. You know, mm-hmm. I think most Americans see this as another attack. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel that way about the whole world. I don't think people say, well, out of sight, out of mind. Far away. I think this is of great concern. What I personally find is how we categorize things as terror or criminal or a crazy person or a lone terrorist or a group of terrorists or how long it's been planned. Is anybody else in on it? I find that whole aspect of the way, and again, this is the media coverage, I find that to be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess the real question here is you're on the streets of New York. What's the feeling there about security? And what are New Yorkers saying?
You know, I think being New Yorkers, as soon as this happened, I was at home in my apartment. I live on the Upper West Side, and I got the news alert on my phone that this had happened down on the Lower West Side along the Hudson River. And just to give some people some geography, along the Hudson River is a beautiful bike path, and it is very, very busy. We've had a lot of nice weather lately. People are on their city bikes, their rentals, lots and lots of tourists, more so tourists than actual New Yorkers, which was surprising that this person chose. He didn't even get, I mean, if he was aiming for New Yorkers or American citizens, he missed. He got 5 or 6 people from Argentina, someone from Belgium. I mean, it was, you know, it was not that well planned, even though he said it took a year. So, just in general, New Yorkers' attitudes, I think that we have a fairly strong trust in the NYPD. I think that on a daily level, sort of basis, we feel very safe in New York. I always feel safe in New York. And then that night was the Halloween parade, which was one of the most fun and joyous nights of New York City living. Went off without a hitch. The NYPD had already blocked off all those intersections to prevent something like this happening, which is why this person says later on he rerouted his attack because he knew he couldn't get to the parade. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. You just have to be, I tell all of my friends all the time, get off your cell phones when you're crossing the street, when you're out in public, look up, be aware, because everyone's a smartphone zombie now, and if you don't see a truck coming 20 city blocks at you down the wrong way of a bike path, there's probably something that you're doing that's not being very vigilant. So I think overall the tone, though, is defiance. New Yorkers will not be silenced by this.
You're very right about be aware. I mean, anybody, it's not just the cell phone zombies. I mean, it is a fact of life that when you're out there in the public, especially in a big urban, you know, center where there's so many strangers, mm-hmm. transients,
yep.
Potential chaos, one should be extremely alert. alert. And I find people are amazingly unalert.
Yep.
Remember, somebody can just grab your you know, your handbag or steal your wallet or, you know, hit you over the head for no reason because they're freaked out on drugs.
Right.
There's so many dangers. The more people, the more dangerous.
That is very well said. Thank you so much to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. I'm Victoria Keel, and it's 50 past the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And, of course, it is movie moments time with Chuck Curry, our movie guru. You were just listening to the beginning. I believe that's like the opening theme for The Incredible Hulk, right, Chucker, from the 70s?
Yeah, it was the opening credits of The Incredible Hulk that ran from 1978 to 1982. Very popular back in the day and really helped launch a live action superhero that on the small screen. There's been four actors that played the Hulk, David or Bruce Banner. Ed Norton played him in a movie. Another actor played him in a movie. And then I think the best, well, Mark Ruffalo currently plays him now. I think he's awesome in that character. But Bill Bixby in this TV series, I still think, was the best Banner Hulk incarnation on film or TV. I guess I have a fondness for that TV show, but I really liked him.
The actor who played the actual Hulk, who was that? Wasn't he a professional wrestler?
Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno.
Okay. Was he a wrestler? Or
no, he was a weightlifter. He rivaled Arnold Schwarzenegger back on the day who could lift the most barbells in the gym.
Wow. So why, I guess the question is, why are we listening and talking about the Incredible Hulk today? Is there any news?
Well, because we have the Hulk back in movie theaters. Thor Ragnarok opened nationwide last night. I got a chance to see it with my wife and 12-year-old daughter in an audience. We booked it at our local theater here in East Stroudsburg, the Pocono Cinema. I like the film. The film is, but I have reservations about it simply because they inject the material with so much humor that at times the movie borders on self-parody. And I don't want to give it away, but there's one big star cameo in this movie in the first act that's very, very funny, but it feels like a SNL skit. That's how, and I it's sort of intended to feel that way because you're going for a lot of broad humor in this material. Chris Hemsworth as Thor, very likable, very, very likable. This guy is a really likable screen presence. You know, an average-looking guy, though. What do you think?
I know. It's a shame he just couldn't be better-looking. Yeah.
I mean, they got to get a better-looking guy to play Thor than that. But Mark Ruffalo is a really good actor, and he's really good as the Incredible Hulk. Jeff Goldblum plays a villain in the movie. He's over the top, having a blast. His character's name is Grand Master. The script is somewhat thin-scripted. Overall, I thought the movie was entertaining, but has no emotional core to really hook a viewer to want to see this movie more than once. I guess that's my only caveat if I'm going to be somewhat negative on the overall material. If you like the Marvel Universe and superheroes, I think it's well worth seeing. It's just, even though it's the best reviewed Marvel movie ever, 96% positive on RottenTomatoes.com, it's not the best Marvel movie. That would be the original Avengers. I'm a big fan of actually Ant-Man with Paul Rudd. I love that movie.
And that has a lot of humor in it too, Ant-Man.
That has a lot of humor, but again, that one also has an emotional core where you feel the main character with his wife and his daughter in that movie. This one has a lot of entertainment value. It's done by a director who's done a few independent movies, and I was sitting there when I was watching it, it almost felt at times like Tim Burton got his hands on a Marvel movie. It has that really, really unique visuals, quirky sense of humor. It felt like a totally different vision than some of the other Marvel movies. So my overall score would be 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Not great, but it was solid enough of an entertainment that I think most people will like. Having said that, my wife did not like the film, and she's no film critic, doesn't do a podcast. So that might be a consensus of the way some regular moviegoers might feel. She just thought it was
just
silly,
like,
and
forgettable.
And really couldn't really get into it. So
yeah. Well, speaking of podcasts, of course, you and I launched our podcast last week, City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria. You can download us and listen every week, every Thursday, new episode. And so, Chucker, what else is coming out this weekend? We've got about 20 seconds. What's new?
Just Thor Ragnarok and Bad Mom's Christmas, the sequel
to the hit
comedy, came out yesterday. It was not reviewed in advance for critics, but I think it's going to have a decent opening weekend anyway.
All right, you heard it here. It's 59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.